Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, there you have it. We're going to be talking to our guest in a short bit, Elder Nda Nxumalo, who is going to be talking to us about the Trinity this afternoon. I must apologize that we're starting this conversation slightly late because we had a couple of visitors in the studio. So now that they have gone out to other studios, we are going to be speaking to Mr. Nxumalo. Mr. Nxumalo, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, my brother.
How you
good
doing?
Good afternoon to the listeners.
How you
in
doing?
My case, I must confess that I'm fine by God's grace. And how are you?
I'm well, man. I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're going to be doing some kind of an introductory discussion on the Trinity. You know, Seventh-day Adventist Christians believe that there is one God. And so because there is one God, we are therefore monotheists. We believe that he is three co-eternal persons who works together in unity. It's impossible to wrap our finite minds around this infinite concept. But we'll spend the next 3 days with you trying to decipher this and trying to understand as much as we can how this doctrine of Trinity works and how can there be one God but three persons. So, my elder, let's start here. Where do we get the concept of the Trinity? Is it from the scripture? Where does it originate from? Tell us more.
Yes, my brother, I would like to say we do get it from the Bible, because if it wasn't there, we wouldn't have it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding. It's there in the beginning, right in the beginning.
So
the other portions of
yeah. So you're saying that
all the way to the end.
So we get the Trinity in the Bible. Please refer us to that part.
Let me give you a few choice references. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you the choice ones because of time, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Right in Genesis chapter 1 is the testimonies of Moses. You know, the books of law. The primary one is the book of Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Right in Genesis chapter 1, there's references there that clearly reveal that God is a plurality of persons. Ezekiel chapter 8 is another choice one that I enjoy.
Hang on, what does it, before you go to the next one, what does it say? Because I'm trying to look for this concept of Trinity. Please do point it out in Genesis where you're talking.
Then let me highlight. Yes. For example, as the book of Genesis begins, in the beginning God was bright.
Oh,
and then as you keep reading.
Hello, my elder. Oh, my goodness, yes. Why is there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, yes.
You
now I can hear you. Yes, yes.
Okay. I think there's a bit of some inconsistency with the lines.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Let's try and see if we can get through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Genesis chapter 1, God created, but now is.
Oh, man, this line.
About who this God is.
Oh, my goodness. My elder.
Okay. Yes, my brother.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to, okay, it looks like I can hear you. Please just move around a bit.
Okay, let me do just that. Just let's see. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, clearly. I think it's better.
Let me stand at this point and not move. Genesis chapter 1, God created, and as we keep reading down chapter 1, in chapter 1, verse 26, God says, let us make men in our image.
Mm.
Now, you cannot say, let us make men in our image unless there is more than one of you.
It could be two.
I think it could be two.
It could be five.
Definitely.
So
but now that's why I was saying, as we keep reading throughout the rest of Scripture, we cannot just hang this concept on just one reference. We are eventually forced to admit that looks like there are three beings.
All right.
It's not two, it's not four, it's three. So Genesis chapter 1 at least reveals that there's a plurality. It's more than one being.
Okay.
Yeah, then verse 2 of the same chapter will tell you about how the Spirit hovered above the waters. There's a Spirit hovering above the waters. Okay.
Okay.
And then, the Spirit.
Hang on, but
God,
when you say the Spirit, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the Spirit of God?
That's what the text says.
So
in other words, I'm referring to what this text is actually saying. It says the Spirit
of God
hovered above, yes, of God hovered above the waters.
So the Spirit of God is a separate person?
That's what we actually pick up from Scripture, not just from Genesis chapter 1, verse 2.
Okay.
But the rest of the other revelations, you know, the other texts that we're going to refer to.
Okay, all right, all right.
So you got the Spirit of God. Then the last one is, God begins to speak. He says, let us, and with a co-reference in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was with God, and nothing that was made through him. And then verse 14 of John chapter 1 says, the Word was made flesh, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So what we have picked up is there is God, this plurality of beings. From that plurality of beings, you've got the Spirit of God, then you've got the Son of God, and that there you get the picture coming out that there's actually three persons here in one.
So the Spirit of God is God.
Yes.
The Son of God is also God.
Yes.
I see. All right. Now, do explain to us how they coexist. Are they three separate physical beings who are all God at the same time?
Yes, they are not physical, they are spiritual. So they are three separate spiritual beings,
okay,
who are God at the same time. Now, the best way to understand this without necessarily saying is the complete way of explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God says, let us make man in our image. And as God is saying that, one would think this man is one being. But now in verse 27 of Genesis chapter 1, he says, then God made man in his image, male and female. You start realizing, oh, man exists as two beings who are one, who are called men.
Mm.
You follow what I'm saying? And by virtue of the fact that God has created a creature called man in his image, who is also a plurality of beings. And then when we look at mankind, mankind exists in only two sexes. You've got the male and the female, no more than that. So in that same fashion in which man, who is one creature, can exist as two sexes who are one, man, God likewise is God, three separate spirit beings who are one.
Is man not a synonym to human beings?
That's the same if we're to use the broader terms in the English language. Definitely that is so.
So if we say men, human beings, and then you want to refer that and equate it to the earlier statement, does it work?
It definitely does, because as I'm saying to you, the issue here is not the numbers that are concerned. The issue here is how the one, for example, when you are referring to God, I think I will have to take you to another element of our language.
Okay.
Seeing we're using the English language, take another example, just a random example, which applies to what we're talking about. You've got what you call a singular noun. You've got what you also call a collective noun. For example, here is a herd of sheep. A herd of sheep. The word herd is a singular noun, but the concept of a herd means there's a multiplicity of animals in that herd. And the number is not confined to two or three as we're discussing God and humanity.
But we do know that herd. Okay, that's fine. Yes. That's fine. That's fine. That's all right. That's all right. Now tell me, what insights can we then gain about God's character when we study the Trinity?
The first insight I think we gain is to better understand ourselves as humans. Like, for example, this concept that I've just tried to explain from how I understand the scripture presents this material to us. On that note, we do know that humans exist only as two sexes, no more than that. Therefore, this popular concept of saying people exist as genders is not scriptural. In other words, it's not fact. To me, that is very paramount. We get that from scripture, that insight. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. So thank you so much, my elder, for joining me. I think this was just a brief introduction. We're going to be coming back tomorrow. But tomorrow we want to actually delve much deeper into this discussion and understand it better. But before you go, before I let you go, so you are saying that there is one God, three persons.
Yes.
Three persons means one.
Yes. In other words, when we say three persons, we are saying those three, despite they are being different individual beings, make up one.
I see.
Whom we call God.
All right. Yeah.
So in other words, God is not a personal name of God. It's
a title.
It's exactly. Mm. Just like we are human, you are human. Mm-hmm. That's not your name.
I see.
It's not my name.
My elder, yes. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be connecting with you tomorrow again, same time and same place.
Thank you so much, my brother. God bless you and the listeners.
Cheers. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.